Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We are right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, holding it down, bringing you some more phenomenal guests and outstanding shows. We're so excited to have all of our listeners listen to stay up to date on all of the great shows we have lined up for you. Visit my official website at www.mitchell-productions.com, and there you can join my e-blast list. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and we can keep you up to date on everything. Also, for my iPod listeners, you can have the show downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is visit the iTunes store and search for Charvette, that's Charvette, and click on subscribe in the podcast section. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and today I have some exciting guests joining me in the virtual studios. This is my artist spotlight. I'm telling you, you are going to enjoy these ladies. They are phenomenal. I have the ladies of Zyel. Ladies, are you with me? All right. Bear with us. Great. Ladies, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Great, great, great. Ladies and gentlemen, this group of young ladies has been touched from birth to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to every man, woman, boy, and child. Born and raised in Shreveport, Louisiana, these ladies have been singing together all their lives, sharing the vision, oh my goodness, of steadfastness in the gospel music industry. Coming to the mic, I have Keandra, Crystal, Christina, and Afton, the ladies of Zyel. Again, we're so glad to have you.
Thank you for having us, Ms. Charvette.
All right, you're welcome. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. And you came on the scene, the music scene, just with such a passion. People just fell in love with you, certainly with your rendition of Is My Living in Vain and so many other things that you all have done. Keandra, I'm going to start with you. Tell our listeners how all this started for Zyel.
Okay, well, actually, of course, like you said in the intro, that we were born here in Shreveport. We attended the same church, Bright Star Baptist Church.
Okay.
And we kind of grew up together, and here we are now, basically. Well, concerning the music part.
Yes.
Mr. Herman Burroughs actually signed us, just to, you know, keep everything kind of short, because it's a long, long story. But Mr. Herman Burroughs added us to his label.
Okay.
We ended up making a deal with Light Records and doing some other things as well. But the CD came out, and then here we are now.
Oh, right. And the rest is the future, as they say, right?
Right. That's right.
Great. And so what would you say was kind of, did you have any big breaks where you would say, okay, oh, my goodness, we are really doing this. This is really it. Any big concerts or any big connections where you guys really said, hey, this is it?
Yeah, the Stellar Awards. We had a chance to sing on the Stellar Awards in 07.
Yes.
And that was very major for us because that was, basically, it wasn't our first major TV appearance,
uh-huh.
but concerning the Stellar Awards, of course, it's big. It's
right.
One of the most things that all gospel artists want to do when they get out there, so God opened that door for us, and we had a chance to, I feel like is very important, to travel to Alaska on last year, and the Lord kind of linked us up with their university, as well as, last but not least, hooking us up with Dr. Bobby Jones.
All right. And putting you right on center stage.
That's right.
All right. Let's see. Let me jump to Crystal. Do we have Crystal there?
Ma'am, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Crystal. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank Thank you, Greg.
All right. So tell us, Crystal, give us kind of the inside scoop, if you will. What is rehearsal like with the Ladies of Zion? What is a typical rehearsal?
Oh, wow.
You say, why did I get that question? You can. It's just me and you talking. Let's act like it's just me and you talking.
I'm going to say is we're singing. You know, we're trying to make sure we always have our vocals right. You know, because you know, you have those times when you're on stage and you kind of hear yourself go flat or go sharp or something like that. So we're always trying to stay on top of, you know, making sure that we stay on top of our notes and things like that. Also, acting, which is the young lady that does our choreograph.
Yes.
She does our moves. She makes sure that we get those on top and we do them correctly and, you know, on time to whatever song we have to do it to. So pretty much that's what it is. And we're always critiquing ourselves.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times you have other people that critique you, but we're harder on ourselves because, you know, we're trying to make sure we're doing it right and we're doing it for God.
All right, I hear that. And I'm telling you, I was on your MySpace page the other day just getting ready for the show, just listening to some things on your MySpace page, and there is a YouTube video with you all at Bishop Hezekiah Walker's church, and y'all are tearing up this medley. I had to stop what I was doing and look at the computer screen. I was like, oh, girls are singing. Your sound is just so crisp and so uniform and united. Certainly the anointing, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Great. So Afton, do we have Afton?
Afton?
I think she got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
She's still on.
All right. Well, we'll come back to her. We apologize for any technical difficulties. So we certainly don't want to leave out Christina. Christina, do we have Christina?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Christina.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Yes. So certainly you all have shared the stages with so many great artists. Oh, my goodness, Yolanda Adams and Kirk Franklin and Karen Clark-Sheard and Kiara Sheard, and I could just go on and on and on. Down the list, you've had the opportunity to be at a lot of different concerts and conferences. What would you say would be something that was one of the funniest things that happened to you while you all have been out touring and at your engagements? One of the funniest things that's happened to you.
DeAndre, you know something I don't know?
Look, we got so many funny stories to tell. I don't know which one you're going to come from.
She's starting. You can come from whichever way. Keandra, if you have one on the top of your head and then Christina can jump in, that would be great.
Okay, well, this is still Christina. usually the funny stuff doesn't happen to us. It actually happens to other people.
Okay.
We are some pranksters. We like to tell people their car alarms are going off. Tell people all different types of things and make them run outside looking and stuff and robbing them and stuff. But, I mean, it's actually just a lot of fun being with Zael. just, you know, with the girls, you know, because then we can all just, I guess, play pranks on other people, you know, and we can't do it to everybody, you know. We have to get in good with it first, you know. But,
right.
It's just hopefully we won't have to do that to you, you know.
And, wow. <Please don't. laughs> Great. I think that's awesome. And I think it's so awesome that you all demonstrate the elegance and the sassiness of young Christian women and that women can work together and do their thing. So I applaud you and give you virtual flowers for being role models to all of us, for all of us and for all the young ladies, too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Great. So someone has to tell me how you came up with the name of Zael and, you know, the meaning and all of that. And I don't know who wants to take that question.
This is Crystal.
All right, Crystal, jump right on in.
All right. How the name Zael came about, Afton and one of our older group member, Adriel, they went to California for a family reunion.
Okay.
And walking the beach area, they saw a store by the name of Gael. And so they went in and asked the store owner what the name meant, and they brought it back to us because we were looking for you know, names for our group.
Right.
We had so many names at that time, like Rainbow and all that kind of stuff.
Rainbow, okay.
In the process, brought it back to us, and she told us what the name meant, which is Achieving Goals, and then she told us what the origin was, and it really just, we kind of like sat there and thought about it, and then we were like, yo, we really like that, we like that. So that's how the name came about. Anton and Andrea brought the name back to us, and from there we've just been Zael, Z-L, Zael.
However people try to figure out how to say it, right? Zael. All right. I love you, girls.
We have the name Rainbow because we were like ages 13, 14, and 15. So people, don't be thinking that we are off and crazy and random.
Uh-huh.
At that time, you know, at those ages, we ain't got nothing else to do but make up silly stuff.
I love it.
So that's, you know, that's how that came up.
Well, I'm glad. I like Zael, so that's different. So, you know, Rainbow, we could have rocked with Rainbow. We could have done that.
The many colors.
We could have, you know, figured something out. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I am so excited. I am interviewing the wonderful, lovely ladies of Zael. They are on the line with us right now. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, go to their website. Check them out. Go to www.officialzael.com and check them out on MySpace, www.myspace.com/officialzael. Pick up Genesis. Pick up Genesis Live. They're all over the internet. Oh, my God. Amazon, iPod, Walmart, all of that. Go check them out. So, okay, Keandra, tell us, there are a lot of people. You have the Genesis CD and then Genesis Live. Why are so many artists going towards that live recording experience?
Well, it's, I guess, the intimacy with the audience. When you're singing certain songs, you know, you can relate with the audience members and seeing them cry and, you know, worship God. It's to be honest, it's a driving force for you as an artist. And not that, you know, you feed off of the, well, in a way you do, but I see it in this light. You feed off of the audience member, and it helps you to relate with each other. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some, not just artists, but people who, they're too much, they're just too high to reach and touch.
Uh-huh.
And in this day and time, we need somebody that we can be transparent with. We need somebody who we can touch and who can, you know, share their feelings and their struggles and issues with each other. You know, we can share those things with each other. And, you know, the live experience, it does just that. We share. Zael, we pour out, you know, to God and pour out our feelings and, you know, different things that we deal with or whatever. And so does the audience member. And we're all in there together. And, you know, I'm just like High School Musical.
I love that movie.
As many of our listeners do, too. All right. Outstanding. And so, again, listeners, if you're tuning in, we're talking to the wonderful, lovely ladies of Zael. We have Keandra, Christina, Crystal, and Afton. We did or do have her. We apologize for any technical difficulties by having her. She did call in, so it's probably on our end. So what is next for Zael? Christina, you want to tell us what's next for Zael?
Well, we have a lot of things coming up for Zael. We're, of course, working on with something that's big in my eyes and in Zael's eyes and in a lot of our fans' eyes. We are about to get into the studio and our next project, and we love the songs. So, oh, my
God. That makes a difference.
We're trying to do something different that's going to appeal more than a few of our listeners, because we're trying to get out of the ordinary, and I think a lot of artists are doing that today, trying to get out of the ordinary. So we're about to do our next album, and hopefully everybody not likes it but loves it and starts singing those songs in the choirs and stuff, even if it sounds like it's a studio song, you know.
Oh, right.
But,
well,
but that's what we're about to do.
All right. Well, we are waiting and chomping at the bit for you guys to bring that next CD to us. We are just totally excited and glad to have the privilege to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'm going to go around the virtual studio and let each one of you tell me what continues to motivate you. Again, the goal is to motivate, excite, and influence. That's the goal of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I want to know what influences and motivates Christina, Keandra, and Crystal. And we will start with Crystal.
What motivates me? Wow. Yeah. I have to say one is God, and knowing that I can do all things through Christ, it's a journey, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's a task to be done, and it motivates me to do it. I'm one of those people I love to just keep going, and so that's what motivates me. And to know that there's a higher, you know, gift when it's time for me to go to heaven.
Right. All right. Great. Well said. Christina, what motivates you?
First off, let me apologize. If you hear my baby crying, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine.
But, of course, like Crystal said, God does motivate me because even in your hardest times, you know, you want to give up. You always can read your word, study your word, and pray and ask God to continue to let you keep going on, even when you want to quit.
Wow.
You know. Also, having the baby, she does motivate me now because I'm ready to go sing. I promise. I have just been waiting. I've been messing around with Zael, you know, singing crazy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But my baby, she's now a motivation in my life. And thirdly but not lastly, my girls, Zael, motivate me, influence
yes.
me. They make me want to go on as well, you know, and we always sing together, you know, but
uh-huh.
their harmony is just crazy. So, you know,
yes.
they motivate me as well. So.
Oh, right. Well said. And we say hello to the baby, too.
Hello.
All right. And last but not least, Keandra, what motivates you?
Now, are we speaking about in Zael or just on our daily walk?
It could be anything, any way you want to answer.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess concerning Zael, of course the Lord is a driving force in each of our lives.
Yes.
But I would have to say our family, our fans, and not excluding our immediate family members, but, you know, the people out there who love our music
right.
and who love the God that we all serve. And I have this passion now because for a long time I really didn't, but and that's just being honest. But I have a passion now for God's people and to minister and to truly minister because I've seen and have had many friends and family members who really don't know the Lord, and it's my desire for them to know God and really, you know, be saved. And if it takes for each of us to go through certain things and learn life lessons in order for God to have us as examples
yes.
and, you know, really be examples for servants and tell them how we made it through and that kind of thing, then that's what I want to do, especially if it's going to help somebody to get to heaven. That's what I want.
Oh, right.
So that's what motivates me is that.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. We are so glad again to have the privilege and honor to interview the lovely ladies of Zael, and we continue to look for great and wonderful things coming from all of you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for
so
joining
much.
Us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check back with us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we will continue to bring you phenomenal, outstanding shows and interviews. Next week's show is really hot. It's called First Lady. I have three real-life first ladies, and we're going to really talk about that topic. And then following that, I have New York best-selling author Kimbler Lawson Roby. If you have not checked out the Reverend Curtis Black series, you got to. It's hot. It's jumping. It's cracking. It's all of that. And we're also going to talk to Michael K. Ross, a local pianist who's put out a new CD, and we're just excited to have him coming on the show. Again, until we meet again, peace and love.
Hello.